This is the Pulse of New Hampshire. I'm J-Dog, and joining me is a true renaissance man. He is also an author, an entrepreneur. He is Eddie Papowski's number one fan. Also, a swell dancer, a doting grandfather, a loving husband, and a fantastic father. In addition to, as I said, being an author, he is also the president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental and a baseball awards presenter as well. He is the host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. He is Tom Raffio. Tom, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great, Jay. Or it's actually afternoon, I guess. And thanks for being such a great radio partner, as always. Enjoy working with you. And radio has really afforded me a great opportunity to get the word out on certain programs like the Adult Dental Medicaid program. Plus, my passion for running. We just have completed most of the Mountain Series, which has included Mount Washington, Race the Cog, and most recently Loon, with one more to go at the end of Vermont, at the end of August, called Race to the Top of Vermont. In any event, but today we're going to be talking about education. You know that? And so with me is Tori Barabee, who is the manager, project manager. What's your exact title exactly at the Granite State College, Tori?
Well, so it's program manager. For the Ollie at actually UNH now program. I think the last time we spoke, it was Ollie at Granite State College, and we are now part of UNH. So we are Ollie at UNH, but I'm the program manager.
Perfect. Program manager. And that's what I was getting at. There's a slight change, and that's congratulations being part of the university system of New Hampshire. That's pretty exciting.
It's great. It really is. So in January, our Ollie of Granite State College program, which had been at Granite State since 2004, rolled into the college at UNH, the university system. And we're in the outreach and engagement division, along with folks from UNH Extension, UNH Professional Training and Development. So all of these entities at UNH that are not traditional undergraduate, graduate education, we are part of. And it's just been a magnificent move for us over the last 6 months.
And coincidentally, my last week's guests were the UNH police chief, Paul Dean.
Oh, sure.
Talking about the Halia Safety Symposium coming up in August. And just a little plug for that. That's actually going to be an in-person symposium. So people can Google Halias, H-A-L-I-S, Safety Symposium, and they'll get the information on that. So I know we spoke, it seems like yesterday, but was about a year ago. So I think you have to kind of level set the audience again with your robust background. Of course, you'd worked for NEAF for many years. So give us a thumbnail sketch of your professional career.
Sure. So born and bred in Concord, and my parents still live in town. But I have worked in a variety of capacities in the for-profit and nonprofit sectors. And the last 20, 25 years of my life have been in higher ed, post-secondary ed, college admissions and enrollment. And a few years ago, I found this sweet little program called OLLI, which is short for Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, which is enrichment learning for adults over the age of 50. So this is a great program. There are 125 of them around the country that really focus on adult enrichment learning for adults who want to learn something that they may not have had the chance to learn, explore in their younger days. And this is the time that they like to do it. So we put together courses and social events and trips for older adults to keep them active and engaged in our communities.
So it was fascinating listening to the history of Mr. Osher. So give us that background. How did he create the OLLI program? Because, I mean, it was fascinating listening to you last time.
Well, so he actually grew up in Biddeford, Maine. He owned, when he graduated from college, and he went to Bowdoin. He ran his family's hardware store, and then he bought the playland at Old Orchard Beach and got into banking and moved to the West Coast. And he and his wife started a foundation that would focus on enrichment learning for older adults. So they fund the Osher Foundation, and they contribute to 125 programs around the country. That's all we have. There's one in every state. New Hampshire happens to have two. They have Ollie at UNH, and they have Ollie at Dartmouth College. And all of the Ollies around the country offer these enrichment learning programs for older adults because he recognized the value and the importance of lifelong learning and being passionate or interested in what you're learning, the value of learning with others, being in social situations with others when perhaps you've retired, and instead of sitting in your office at Northeast Delta Dental every day and you see people every day, these might now you might be a little less out and visible. And this is a great way to engage with others for your own knowledge, your own growth. But all those things that we always talk about, the social benefits, the learning benefits, keeping sharp, keeping vibrant, meeting others, just a wonderful program that we are very fortunate that we have about 1,000 members here in the central New Hampshire area up to Conway that engage in our program every year.
And it's non-stressful, right? You're not taking the...
There are no exams, no grades. This is just fun learning. So a great example of this is our course for the spring just ended. And one of my favorite courses that we have ever offered, the title of the course is Capturing the Soul of Seaweed. And so we packed up, we did a classroom class, an in-person class with someone who taught about different types of seaweed and how is it developed and what can you do with it. And the second class, they literally went to the Science Center at Odeon State Park, were out on the rocks collecting seaweed, analyzing seaweed, and learning about it. So we do out and about classes, we do in-person classes, we do Zoom classes. This term coming up in Manchester, they're going to the Manchester Historical Association to learn about 25 artifacts that are really key to the development of the city of Manchester. Just this wide, extensive learning opportunity from arts and literature and film to science and technology. And amazingly, a lot of history and civics. So folks who may be over the age of 50 or over the age of 60 or over the age of 70, we see a tremendous interest these days in courses around history, politics, and civics. So we actually have a subgroup of our members who are meeting on a regular basis, and they're reviewing all of the founding documents for the country. And they look at a founding document in each session, and they read through it, and they decipher it, and they discuss it, and how it's relevant today, or what the thinking might have been when it was written. Just all kinds of really interesting courses and opportunities to just discuss things that you wish you always had time to do.
Now, you mentioned the social benefits. I'm told that some of the other benefits of being an Ollie member is it might actually improve your health and lower your mortality rate. We're all looking for that. So
absolutely.
Are there actual stats on that? I mean,
Well, I think that there, you know, we always look for the most accurate statistics about that, but we know being around others, being engaged in others, seeing one of the great things is that they see each other and they see and hear what each other is doing. So whether that is being out and going for a walk, or whether it is making sure that your friend that you're sitting in class with who you might notice has a bruise or something, they're always talking to each other about, did you know this? Did you, you know, let me help you. Here's an idea. The collaboration and looking out for each other and sharing experiences we know leads to better health for our group. And we know that they are really cognitively, they are continuing to learn every day that they are in class with us.
Yeah, those social connections are so important. Now, you mentioned that there are about 125 programs across the country. So do you, we'll take that after the break. So Jay, why don't you give out the website, which will give Tori an opportunity to talk about how we can help as a listening audience. So.
Sure. That's OLLI.granite.edu. And as Tori had mentioned, last time she was on, it was at Granite State College. Now it's at UNH. So OLLI.granite.edu. We're going to take a break here and come back with Northeast Delta Dental Radio as Tori Barabee is the guest this week, program manager, OLLI at UNH. Again, OLLI, OLLI.granite.edu is the website. Tons of great programs there that she has mentioned just a few, and she'll talk about some more great programs and some more content, as we call it here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio. We'll take a break. Be back real quick after these messages on the Pulse of New Hampshire. It's the Pulse of New Hampshire. I'm Jay Dogg, and this week's guest on Northeast Delta Dental Radio is Tori Barabee, Program Manager, OLLI at UNH. Go to OLLI, OLLI.granite.edu, as Tom Raffio, President and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental and the host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And Tori, we're having a great discussion about education and a lot of the programs as well for OLLI at UNH. And go on.
So it's always, it always goes by too fast, Tori, doesn't it?
It does.
But tell us how you, I mean, are there 125 Tories across the country and you get together once in a while to do benchmarking, et cetera? And are there standards that the OSHA family, are you franchised? How does that whole thing work?
Yeah, so we are governed by the OSHA Foundation. And so there are benchmarks that they ask us to adhere to, and those relate to membership and the number of members that we have. But every OLLI has sort of the same structure. So a program director, somebody who's putting together their programs, somebody who helps people register for courses. So they're all a little differently structured. But in reality, there's, you know, somebody who oversees the program, someone who's directing all of the programs, someone who's coordinating enrollment, somebody who's promoting all of the programs and services. And we do get together. So later this fall, on a national level, two people from every OLLI, so 250 of us, will be at a conference that the OSHA Foundation coordinates and graciously pays for, where we do exactly what you said. We look at best practices, we share our metrics, we review where we are, we talk about what programming we are offering, what types of trends we're seeing, gather all those new information, things that we need to know, and bring them back to New Hampshire to implement here.
Wonderful. Wow, that's exciting. Now, you mentioned, obviously, and Jay repeated it, the link now to UNH. You're also, in terms of the physical home of courses in Concord, you've moved from Granite State College to NHTI, correct?
So starting for the fall term, which starts on August 20th, We are moving out of our facility that many of your listeners who are Ollie members might be familiar with, and that's the 25 Hall Street complex next to Burger King.
Right.
That is becoming a New Hampshire state, the Department of Education home field. So they'll be living there, and we are moving our classrooms over to NHTI Concord's Community Camp College. So a little bit of a switch for some of our members locally, and our craft classes this term, and we have a handful of those, are actually going to be up on Canterbury Road in my former elementary school,
wow,
which was Dame School.
Full circle, huh? Jeez.
Yeah, talk about full circle, but they'll be at the Citywide Community Center. And we'll have a handful of those there this year. But in Concord, our classes will switch from Hall Street and be over at NHTI. And we're really excited about that possibility.
Right across the bridge from
You. You can come over.
I definitely. I've always wanted to take a course without stress. So
well, and one of the things that we talked about is this connecting with others that are in your course. And one of the really nice things that will happen to us at NHTI is now our members can come early and grab a cup of coffee at the bistro or stay after a class and get lunch together and have that time of fellowship and connection before or after class. So we're really excited about the possibilities of being at NHTI.
And I know we spoke last week. Don't forget, there's two possible books, Prepare for Crisis, Plan to Thrive, and my latest book, Stories from the Starting Line, maybe some topics,
yeah,
conversations. The website is ollie.granite.edu, and that's ollie.granite.edu. Let's look behind the curtain, no pun intended, because that's one of the courses in terms of in-person courses and also Zoom. So obviously what happened during the pandemic, you had to, by necessity, pivot to Zoom. Some courses remain that way. Others, like you said, are back in person. So tell us what's going on there.
Well, so that's exactly right. We were all in person prior to the pandemic. Pandemic made us go online. And we have some members who prefer to still be online, and some who like to come to class. So we offer a variety of each of those. But some of the classes that we're offering in person starting August 20th is one, I think this one's going to be a hoot. It is called Look Behind the Curtain, Touring Granite State Candy Shops Production Facility. And that should be fun. That's with Jeff Bart. I can't wait for that one. We have members outside of the immediate Concord area who live in Pittsfield, and we're doing the gem of the Suncook Valley and visiting Pittsfield for their a trip with their historical society. My pal Dave
Pittsfield's an awesome community. We do a road race there every August. It's just a wonderful community. So
Here's a little trivia. My uncle was the police chief in Pittsfield about 40 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. Fall Foliage Floodplain Forest Tour with my pal Dave Anderson from the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests. So we'll be out looking at the floodplain this fall. Everybody knows who Barry Steelman is if you've lived in Concord for any amount of time. He ran Cinema 93 back in the day.
Wow.
And now he's with Red River Theater.
We're dating ourselves, Cinema
93. I know. But he and his colleague Steve Ambra are doing discovering Buck Jones who in his movies, so that should be fun. And then we get out and we do things. So not only walking with Dave Anderson along the Merrimack, we'll be out in Dunbarton and we'll be hiking the Konkanoonik Trail. I think I'm saying that correctly.
Yep.
With one of our favorite presenters, Joe Hendry. And then for Zoom, we've got a ton of them. There are over 40 of them being offered this term. How did we get there? I mentioned We've got history buffs left, right, and center in Ollie, and that is a reverse U.S. history course with Josh Shane. We have folks who like to get together and they read the latest edition of the New Yorker magazine, and they pick articles and they read that over Zoom and discuss. We're going to do a class with a woman named Michelle Langa on Dwight Eisenhower, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And we also do a Zoom class on savvy solo travel. So many of our population still love to travel, and they go some really great places. Wow. So for folks who'd like to know how to do it on their own, we'll have a Zoom class on things that folks should look for.
That's so robust. And by the way, on the floodplain tour, Delta Dental sits on a floodplain, but this is the legend. So my desk, literally where I'm sitting, was where Chief Watt Newman had his teepee, one of the last remaining Native Americans here in Concord. And the legend was he located his teepee where it's dry. And so in the spring, when we get a lot of flooding, God knows it's true. Everywhere around me, NHGI, there's floods everywhere, and Delta Dental is totally bone dry.
So really?
I'm not making that up. So
that's awesome. So and anyway, you don't think of Delta Dental as being any on a higher piece of ground.
It's just who knows what it is, but it's flooded. The soccer fields over NHGI are flooded out, and we remain bone dry here. I want to get to beyond the courses that are the programming, but I also want to give you an opportunity to explain to the listening audience how you're funded and do you need membership? How does that whole work?
So we talked a little bit about Mr. Osher at the beginning, and he has endowed every Ollie, every one of those 125 Ollies around this country are endowed. So we do receive earnings off of that endowment every year, which is a wonderful thing. But we are a membership-driven organization. So annual membership to Ollie is $40 for the entire year. And then we do earn our money and create revenue by minimal course fees. So any of those courses that I just mentioned usually are $20 for the course. And if there are associated fees for materials or admission fees, those are added in. But for $40 for an annual membership and $20 for a class, it's a very inexpensive way to stay active and to discover some of your passions or find new passions.
How reasonable is that? That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, in 30 seconds, give us, I'll summarize it. So you have other things, you have special interest groups, you have book clubs, travel clubs, and some other fun things to do. So Jay, you'll have to give out the website so people can find out those fun things beyond the courses. And for $20, boy, that's a bargain.
It is.
Ollie, OLLI.granite.edu. Continue on, Tori.
And all I tell you is that eventually that website will be ollie.unh.edu. But for today, granite.edu works. And eventually, if you still type it in, it's going to bring you to ollie@unh.edu. So yeah. Granite.
We gave our listening audience the in advance, you know, even though it's
right. A preview. Yeah.
And then we're moving to NHGI for the physical courses. Good stuff, Jay.
Absolutely. There's tons to do, as Tori talked about, and Tori Barabee, this week's guest on Northeast Delta Dental Radio. She is the program manager at Ollie at UNH. Log on to Ollie, OLLI.granite.edu for a whole lot more information and tons of programs. You can't say there's nothing to do in the Granite State. You just can't. You cannot do that. Anyone says I'm bored, go to Ollie, OLLI.granite.edu. You will not be bored anymore. I can guarantee you that. For Tori Barabee, as well as Tom Raffio, President and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental and the host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio, I'm J-Dog. This edition wraps up of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Don't worry, we've got another one coming up in the not too distant future here on the Pulse of New Hampshire.